Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day and welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast. G'day Nick, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Great, and I think the arborists outside the studio are pretty good too as they run the sound of it. I love the sound of a two-stroke chainsaw.
I really don't.
I love my steel chainsaw.
Do you?
Yeah.
So I have had occasion to use a chainsaw. I don't mind using one.
Are you trained to use a chainsaw? Have you got a ticket?
I don't.
Do you wear the appropriate PPE?
Chaps. I do.
Chaps?
Yep.
Not bumless chaps?
No.
I would like to say I've got bumless chaps, but I don't.
Yeah, but I think it's a bit early in this podcast for that conversation.
Might lose a whole bunch of listeners. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I manage to do that just about every time, don't I?
Yes, well.
So we're not here to talk about chainsaws or chaps in today's Fuck It Friday episode. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas.
Jingle, jingle.
Merry bloody Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Bah humbug.
I
said the same in the silly season prep lead up thing with everyone wanting everything done before Christmas episode. And I don't need to delve into why Christmas bugs me. And we're not talking about that today. Slightly different angle. This is, like, it's Christmas time, right? Hopefully you're all enjoying your Christmas and you're not too burned out and bouncing off the padded walls in the mental unit somewhere after a crazy year. But that's kind of the point, isn't it? Christmas can still be a good time to work on the business.
Look, that's exactly what I think Christmas is about. First and foremost, rest, though. Rest and recuperation.
What is rest? How do you spell that? What does it look like? Because some people just aren't good at taking a rest, are they? They don't do the sitting still thing.
No, it's different, but I think that that's something that Christmas is, the period itself allows us to do. And that rest might actually be going to the in-laws' house that you really don't want to go to and sitting still. Mm. And maybe you don't enjoy that form of rest, but you still need to rest.
I don't. I think renewal. I like the term renewal or a refresh.
I agree with both of those.
Because for me, sitting around actually makes me more stressed.
Okay, I certainly agree with that, though I'm very much one of those people. However, your body still needs that downtime.
Oh, yeah, you need some physical rest, but I get 7.5 hours sleep every night. So for me,
I don't know what planet you're from, but I don't get that much.
I didn't used to. And you know what? It is completely shit that my daughter doesn't live with me, that she lives in another state of Australia with her mother. And there is, like, that is the only perk that I can think of.
Yes.
Is that I get my rest. I get sleep.
That's a good perk. I think our arborists are now carpenters.
Can you? They're knocking down a building in the background.
Sorry.
But it makes it authentic. This is tradies in business. And outside the studio, we've got some tradies doing business.
doing tradie stuff.
Anyway, I bet the neighbours are pretty stoked with it too.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Anyway, so rest, yeah, physical rest. I think a more important thing over a period like Christmas is that time of renewal, refresh, refocus. I probably was guilty of doing this same thing over the years of I'd like fall across the finish line, half dead, and clothes torn, brain hanging out of my head. And it was like, oh my gosh, I've got a week or two or 3 days or whatever it was. I'd drink myself silly, stuff myself full of food, go for a swim, hang out with relatives that I couldn't stand, and then go back and do it all again for another 11 and a half months.
That's right.
And when I actually started working on a bit of renewal and still did a lot of that same stuff in terms of recreation, but actually sit down, with partner or whatever and actually have a look at, well, how was this year? How did it go? What was I happy with? What was shit? What would I change? And what the hell do I want next year to look like?
I think it's a great time of year to pause and reflect.
Exactly. And pick up one of those things that has ink inside them that I think a lot of people have forgotten how to use these days. pick up a pen or a pencil and do a bit of planning. A pen, pencil and planning. There's a lot of alliteration for you.
Yes. It could get rather messy, actually.
Especially without the spit guard on the microphone. So actually take some notes and jot down some ideas about, you know what, I want this next year. So I want 2019, if you're listening to this in context, to be the best year we've had. And one of the things that I really want to focus on is time with the family. Right? Might be a common one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But there's a next step, which is, okay, what does the action look like?
Yeah, and how do I get to that point?
Yeah. So, you know, brainstorm with your missus or your mister or your kids or your business partner or your key management or whatever. It doesn't have to be a whole 2-day retreat on this stuff, but a couple hours over a nice bit of leftover turkey or something.
I don't eat turkey. Do you eat turkey?
Not a lot, actually. I don't get the whole eat a turkey thing.
No.
We used to grow them when I was a kid.
Grow turkeys?
Yeah,
on trees. Did you plant them in the field?
Yeah, you pick them off trees. Called a turkey tree. Dear, oh dear.
Sorry.
Christmas really has gotten to us, hasn't it? Have you started on the eggnog already?
I might have.
You don't like eggnog,
no,
do you?
No, I don't really. But champagne, eggnog. Yeah. Well, I can start on the champagne.
You don't put
Christmas.
Strawberries in it, do you?
No, God, no.
Don't waste good champagne with shit strawberries.
It needs to be nice and dry. Strawberries are too sweet.
Oh, okay.
You're not sweet. I spoke on a previous podcast about how the builder and I use the Christmas break to create an inspiration board. Wanker term alert, wanker term alert.
Uh-huh.
But the inspiration board works really, really well for us. It gives us a visual picture of what the next 12 months hopefully looks like. And we put it on the fridge where we walk past every day. We've even gotten the kids into doing it as well so that they have something to aspire towards. So it might be they want to make a rep football team or they want to be able to afford to buy a certain brand of clothing or whatever it is. It just gives us a visual representation of what it is that we're striving for on a day-to-day basis. So I think that this time of year, this stupid, silly season that can be really stressful and difficult can actually be used as a time to, well, down tools. Hopefully you all get to down tools at least for a few days and reflect over the year before and then make a plan. Decide what to do next.
Yeah, the vision boardy thing
is... Inspiration board.
Inspiration board.
Thank you.
I used to do them. I did them for years as a coach. And I got the shits with mine when I got divorced and I threw it in the bin.
Fair enough.
But I think that was more representative of, you know, moving on from that past life and making a fresh start. And I must admit, my wife and I, my last wife that I'm ever having, and I, we've gravitated back to, we have an intentions list and it's on the fridge, similar to you. Amy's quite creative. She likes to draw pretty pictures and stuff. So she draws on it and I sit on the couch and give her a list of things that I want.
Like a motorbike.
Yeah, yeah. But it is on the fridge, and it's amazing when we look back over a 12-month period, despite the fact that we don't check in with that list on a super regular basis, we achieve a hell of a lot of stuff.
Mm, you really do. It is amazing what sits in your subconscious and manifests, hang on, here's another wanker term alert, into real life when it's something that you've put out there as an intention. So, you know, even to take the wankerish part out of this, from a business point of view, you need to have goals. You've got to have something to work towards, right?
Yes.
We can't be rudderless.
Ship without a rudder. I was thinking the same thing.
No, you
were. We're on the same wanker mind frame pathway thing.
I can see the cogs going around in your brain because we're in the same studio today.
Yes.
Of course, with the chainsaw noise in the background. But, you know, it's a great time to set those goals, and they don't have to be big goals. We don't have to be looking to expand the business, but we might be looking to, like you said, find some more time to spend with the family. So what do I need to do in my business to find that time to spend with my family?
Yep.
So it's not hard.
And a lot of times growth can come internally.
Yes.
I see a lot of people that go, yeah, but I don't want to grow the business was. Why would I sit down and plan for this big 2019 when actually I'm pretty happy with 2018?
Yes.
And if that's you, then that's awesome.
It is.
Pour yourself another glass of champagne, celebrate, and then figure out how you're going to protect what you've created.
Absolutely.
Because I know I've got a couple of wingman clients at the moment that are doing really well. Like, they're crushing it in business, but the risk is that little things start to pick at the edges of that.
That's right.
And if you don't actually work on, just like a veggie garden, if you don't keep the weeds out, over time, the weeds take over. And by the end of spring, you're like, holy crap, where did all these weeds come from? I can't even find the vegetables.
Are you looking at my vegetable garden out the window as you say that?
No, I was thinking about mine because we spent about 4 hours pulling out friggin' weeds on the weekend. And the dog is, oh, Baxter's reign is over.
I saw your hidden
Baxter
fence.
The underdog has been retrained to stay away from our gardens. Anyway, yeah, so whatever your plans are, you need one.
Yeah, you do. Now, the other thing I think that the Christmas break's great for, I do a lot of reading in the Christmas break because I don't, I was going to say I don't have time during the year, but that's not true. I don't make time during the year.
Oh, there's a Fuck It Friday episode. I don't have time. Let's do that one in the new year.
We are going to do that one. But I don't make as much time as I should to read during the year. So my Christmas break is full of reading. Now, some of it's fiction because, you know, I like a good book. Let's just flick through that.
Love a good story.
I really do. But a lot of it is education because it's the right time for me. I'm not being impacted by those external sources, i.e. work, and I can concentrate on what I'm reading. Or it's inspirational. Somebody who's been through a journey similar to mine who might be able to inspire me to do to look at something a different way or to do something a little differently. There's an opportunity over this Christmas break for me to find that.
Yeah. And that is a really good way to shift headspaces and just create different ways of thinking about things.
Yeah.
About problems or results or people in your organization or the way you approached marketing throughout the year, whatever it is, you know, just I like to read biographies and autobiographies especially. I love audio books that are narrated by the author because I don't want to hear somebody else read their book. I want to hear them read their own book. And I'm listening to a fantastic audio book at the moment. For those that don't know, I'm a Jocko Willink and Leif Babin groupie.
I don't think there's a person on the planet that doesn't know that, Warwick.
Yeah. So, you know, literally listening to their audio book on the ride down to... this is the Brisbane studio, isn't it?
It is the Brisbane. It's the noisy Brisbane studio.
I think we should use the Toowoomba studio much more often.
Go back to T-Bar.
Who would have thought it was quieter in the western suburbs of Toowoomba? Oh, I suppose probably would. Anyway, great audio book. And just on the ride down this morning, apart from the fact I nearly ran off the road because I was listening so intently to it, just some great tips that I'll be sharing with clients even, you know? So... you don't have to read a whole book and implement 100% of it into your life, but sometimes it just shifts your thinking a little bit about a problem or, yeah, the way we see things. So, such a great point.
It's just a great time for self-reflection in any way, whether it be in business, personal. There's another thing that we did last year for the first time that we've never done before. Now, I'm not shy of a drink, which we've spoken about on the podcast very briefly before. Neither is the builder. And so New Year's Eve is usually a time we celebrate. It's a big evening for us and then... every year, the first day of the year is pretty crap. It's Fuck It Friday. It's shit. So last year, we made a choice. We changed that. We didn't drink on New Year's Eve. In fact, we didn't do anything. We were in bed by 10 p.m. And we were on the road by 3 a.m. the next morning to catch the sunrise on the Gold Coast and have a swim, even though it was freezing cold that early in the morning.
Yeah.
But have a swim as the sun was coming up. And it was spectacular. And it totally shifted our mindset for the year to come. Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody go out and do these weird things that
Builder
and I do. But it did. It allowed us a shift in perspective. It allowed us to feel refreshed and renewed.
Yep.
It was just different. The year before, we went and did a high ropes course. And then we liked it so much, we took the kids to do it as well. And it was because it was maybe more so for myself than the builder. I hate heights. I'm terrified of heights. I don't like doing new things particularly that are physically confrontational. So it really pushed outside my boundaries, which meant that I had to somewhat, I don't know, by the end of it, I'd really torn myself apart and built myself back up to get through that process. So it was another form of renewal so that my holiday, I felt that my holiday wasn't wasted. I came back and I felt inspired and I felt stronger and I felt like there was no challenge I couldn't take on board.
Instead of being fat, sick, hungover and broke.
Yes. Or what was it? We were going to write a book, 40 Fat and Fucked. That's what it was going to be called. We haven't gotten to the other end of that yet. So maybe once we get to the other end of it, we'll write the book.
Yeah. Wait till you get the full story.
Yes.
But yeah, I think all of us miss the opportunity at Christmas time to use it in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Instead of just falling across the finish line, taking a few quick breaths, jamming some food down, and racing around like lunatics to make Christmas special and ending up stressed and burned out and actually rolling into work, needing to go back to work to have a break from all the crazy shit from Christmas time. So that's madness to me.
It is madness. I think that there's a real problem with business owners in general is we rarely prioritize ourselves. And Christmas break, to me, is a great time to prioritize myself and my family. And it's the one time of year, after Christmas Day, of course, that I try to prioritize myself first, at least for a period of time over our break.
Mm. So, as we do with our Fuck It Friday episodes, Christmas, are you having a break? Mm. And what are you going to do with it? Do you normally do some of this stuff, scribble on pieces of paper and do inspiration boards or intention lists, or do you just scream at the kids and eat too much and go back to work for a holiday? What's your chosen method, and do you think there's any validity in taking a break? How do you take a break? How do you do that again? Not sure.
Can you pop on over to the Facebook group, Tradies in Business? Come and share your story with us. Tell us what you do on your Christmas break, if you have one. If you don't have one, if you want to come and vent for a bit, that's okay too. We're happy to hear you out. But tell us what it is that you get up to over Christmas. How do you spend that time? Is it all about you? Is it all about your family? Is it all about stressing because of work? What is it that you do? Tradies in Business on Facebook, come find us.
And if you haven't checked out the fancy new website, make sure you go have a sticky beak there after you've left your comments on the Tradies in Business group on Facebook. But you can also send us a message via the website, tradiesinbusiness.com.au. Pretty easy to find us, all the same handles everywhere. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we really want to know what you think, because we think we know lots.
We think we know a lot.
And that we're always right.
No, we're not always right, Warwick.
Oh, you're always right.
Yes.
Okay. Hooroo.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.